Thank you for your word. And I pray, Lord, that you would open our hearts and minds to your word this day. In your precious name, Jesus. Amen. So in the gospel that you just heard, Jesus is telling us or giving everybody lots of instructions on what to do as far as sharing the message. And you might say, well, what do you mean, us sharing the message? We mean we're going to have to be a part of this thing now? Good heavens. The nerve of him, you know? I mean, what can I say? Anyway, so I don't have a joke for you this morning. Instead, what I'm going to do is throughout the sermon, I'm going to have some, you know, little movie or music or TV reference that you might be able to pick up, you know, and if you pick them up during the sermon, don't unmute yourself and tell me, okay? But if you want to, you can tell me later. But the idea is that you can kind of see if you can pick up these little things throughout the service, okay? Now, that was a long gospel passage, and I'm going to concentrate just on two verses, okay? And if you're in your Bibles right now, you can go to Matthew chapter 10. At verse 7 and 8, okay? He said, and as you go, and I'm reading from the New King James right now, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. So we're going to kind of start there. You know, the very first thing that he said there was the kingdom of heaven is at hand, right? You know, if the kingdom of heaven is at hand, what does that mean? Well, that means it's in your hand. It's right there. It is so close, you can grasp it. Jesus tells his disciples, and therefore, by proxy, he's telling us that everyone that to tell everybody about the kingdom of the God of the universe, and it's within their reach. In fact, the kingdom of heaven is so close you can reach out your hand and grasp it, as you might your coffee mug, okay? Now, just reach out your hand and I'll be there. Now, in other words, actual heaven is as close as your remote control or your smartphone, all right? Think about that. Think about it. It's that close, the kingdom of heaven, okay? Now, the next sentence that he has there is also very telling as well. He says, freely have you received, freely give, okay? In other words, Jesus didn't charge us for admission into heaven, okay? Or into the kingdom, right? Okay, he's giving away the tickets free. There is no earning your way into heaven. Let's make that very clear at the beginning. There's no earning your way into heaven, okay? There is no conning. There is no conniving. There is no bargaining your way into heaven. Lord, if you get me out of this, I'll do anything for you. No, because it's all free. You're already welcome there. That's the incredible thing about the love of God. He gives it away. Now, some might argue that this freedom is conditional. I mean, they would say, well, he requires us to believe in him, to believe that he's the Son of God, God himself. Well, yes, you see, but how can you enter into a place if you don't believe in the place? I mean, how can you enter the kingdom if you don't believe in the kingdom or believe in the king? See, all it takes is to realize that Jesus is King, and for our brethren, Messiah. And there you are. You're right there. And that's what it means when he said, freely you have received, okay? Same offer was made to the original disciples, to those 12 that you just heard. It was also made to us and to all people, okay? Jesus loves us that much that he paid the admission price himself. And then he says, freely give it away. Do we charge admission to the church? Do we have pay-per-view for our sermons? No, they're free, okay? The message of the gospel that God loves us and welcomes us into his family with open arms is free and available to all people. So we don't charge for sermons or for services. Okay. See, God wants to know everyone and have a close relationship with all people. And that is possible through Jesus. So he made it easy. Just point and click. You know, the wizard told Dorothy, close her eyes and repeat, there's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home, over and over again. She repeated it. She believed it. And she was there. And with God, it happens as well. You can repeat, Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. You repeat that long enough and you believe it and you are there in the kingdom. Kingdom of God is at hand. It's within your reach. It's within your grasp. It's like someone drowning. A rope is thrown out to them, you know, and they grab the rope for life and they're pulled to safety. And anyone who is drowning in the pain, the fear, the uncertainty, the suffering of this life and the circumstances we find ourselves in now can grab Jesus and be pulled to safety. And it's a free gift. All it takes is belief in Jesus as God himself. So there you have it. That's the essence of my sermon for the day. I could say amen, but I'm not done. I got you. Okay, so Jesus said, freely give. Okay, he said, preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And he charges every believer to preach that message, you and me. And just as we've been given this gift without a charge, we're called to give it away as well. Okay. You know, and here in the 21st century now, in the midst of a pandemic that's driven everyone indoors and away from each other, we have new opportunities to share, new opportunities to freely give. Okay. There are new ways of sharing now. I read an email once, you know, there were some church emails going back and forth this week, and said something about that we have good preachers in this church. This was last week. And, you know, I sort of thank you for that because, you know, us preachers, we really aren't able to respond to that because then it would seem prideful and we'd lose our humble merit badges. So, you know, we can't really respond to that. But thank you anyway. You know, I hope that the message of the gospel of love of God is in these sermons and that it's compelling. I certainly think it is. And I can speak for the other two preachers. They're great. Let me tell you, they're wonderful. And you know what? If it's worth your time, if it's worth listening to, then share them. I mean, share these actual sermons with others. Okay? They're easier to share than ever now. Okay? And maybe you're one of those, you know, spiky liturgical converts, you know, who still don't want to actually talk about Jesus, even though you really do love him. And they would say, well, it's just not done. And so if you're one of those, here's a great opportunity for you. All you have to do is share the sermons, okay? Now, it means that you have to get on social media. And for some of you, that's no big deal. But for others, you might want to run screaming into the night. Ah! See, I don't like it either, okay? But it's time. We got this pandemic on. I got to look out for me and mine. And it's the 21st century, and we're all connected on social media. Let's use it for something good, okay? And if we can't get together because of the virus, well, here's a way we can spread the word. You know, if I, me, who really just started to do anything on Facebook, and my limited Facebook sphere can have over 100 people out there in that, you know, whatever, I don't even know what you want to call it, then you can too. And if you can, then that means that if 30 of us have that, then we can impact over 3,000 people right there, just on social media. You know, last I checked, Father Bill's sermon from last week had 5 views on YouTube. And the one that I did 3 weeks ago had 26. Now, it's not a competition, you understand. I'm not saying I'm better than Father Bill or anything, all right? Okay? His has only been out there a few days. But you need to share it. That's what I'm saying. I did share mine with my friend Peter over in Uganda who watched it. We preached in Uganda again. Okay? You see how we can impact people with this thing? And you see how these messages can be imparted to so many people on a platform that is easy to use and used by millions every day. So my point in this is saying that, you know, these sermons are being recorded, and they're being recorded in video now too, on YouTube each week. And thanks to Jack's help. And it's easy for you to find that video on YouTube. Hit share, because there's this little button on your screen right there, and it says share. And then you can send it out any way you want, okay? Now, lots of people are going to ignore it, okay? Well, we understand that. That's okay. But you know what? Somebody may be curious there and watch it, or at least the first 4 minutes of it, okay? Because, you know, what I've noticed is that viewership is about 4 minutes on these things, and after that, people turn you off and go on to another thing. And that's why I shared the message, the essence of this sermon with you right there at the beginning. Ha ha, gotcha, okay? The essence was right up front, okay? The gift of God is free. There is no earning your way there. You know, you've all heard the old tale about St. Peter standing at the pearly gates, you know, and he's admitting people. He's got the book in front of him, and he's rejecting other people. He's looking to see how they were in their life, if they were good or bad. And that's, you know, but when they die, they can either go into heaven or not, you know. Well, you know what? That's not true. Yes, Peter was given the keys of the kingdom of heaven. But you know what? If people don't believe in Jesus or God or heaven, they don't even go to the pearly gates. Because they don't believe in them. Because that's what it takes to get in, is belief. Now, you know, I mean, how can I go to Disney World in Orlando if I don't believe it exists? I'm not even going to know the way, am I? I'm not even going to make the effort. But I do believe that it exists, even though I've never been there, because I've heard lots of people talk about it over the years. You know, and that sounds a little like Jesus. I've never seen him in the flesh, but I've heard lots of people talk about him over the years. And now, once I did believe, I have had personal encounters with Jesus that solidify that belief, bring me into a personal relationship, and now I know him. Don't just believe, I know. See, Jesus loves us so much that he paid the admission price himself. It was a steep price. If you don't believe me, you can go back and read about his arrest and conviction. Now, I mentioned to you two things, Facebook and YouTube, over this, just because those are as far as my limited brain capacity can go, okay? But there are certainly more things out there you can share on any platform that you want, but you can share it. That's the point. Now, you guys got to understand, I'm really kind of a Ron Swanson sort of fella, okay? I don't want my face out there. I don't want to be on this thing. But God has motivated me to overcome this and to get out there, okay? That's why I did that first chaplain reenactor sermon, you know? And that's why I have another one coming out real soon. I'll have a trailer for you out soon. It's in post-production right now. Matthew chapter 10, he said, "And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Folks out there, it's as close as their web browser. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. You see, that's what happens when the kingdom is manifest in the world. When we move and walk in the Holy Spirit who rules us. When God's work happens. You see, you and I have grasped Jesus. You and I know him now. You and I have seen miracles happen. We have seen the kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Freely you have received, freely give. You were all given this gift free. You didn't do anything to earn it. Well, you know what? Social media is free. If you consider the headaches and the frustration of another password to remember and all that humanity out there, it's free. Right? You know what? We're late on this bandwagon, people. We need to get going. Jesus told us to preach. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Here it is. It's within our grasp. Just grab it. That's when the sick are healed, lepers are cleansed, the dead are raised, demons are cast out. The kingdom comes. He gave it to us freely. Let's don't keep it to ourselves, okay? And, you know, okay, maybe he gave some gifts to people to be able to preach. It's all he's doing, you understand? And if that's the case, then let's start sharing it. It's not that hard to do. Now, understand, we're still working on a central location for these things to be uploaded, like a church YouTube channel, and maybe that'll be coming out soon. If anybody has suggestions on how to do that, talk to us by email and making it something that would be catchy and, you know, interesting for people to get to. But for now, you can start with the ones that we've already done and that Jack has graciously posted on his page. They're easy to find. And easy to share. Now, we can tell you more about all that part of it, the technical aspects, at announcement time, not here today, not right now. This is worship. Because remember, the kingdom of God is at hand. Start sharing it now for free. Amen. Mm-hmm.